Making America Smart Again. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger. Are you tired of your boss stealing from your paycheck to send to a government that's writing checks its body can't cash? It's the government's worst nightmare. Dave Krieger.
And here we go with our Friday edition. And, of course, you heard that public service announcement from the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration just a bit ago. Well, they've just announced also that they were going to open a preliminary probe into 877,710 vehicles manufactured by Government Motors. Oh, excuse me, General Motors. I think everybody knows them as Government Motors. I mean, we pretty much can agree on that, right? After the government bailouts. They got reports, the NHTSA got reports alleging engine failure covering Chevy Silverados, GMC Sierras, Chevy Tahoes, Chevy Suburbans, GMC Yukons, and Cadillac Escalade trucks and SUVs from models 2019 through 2024 equipped with the L87 V8 engine. According to the auto safety regulator, complainants reported a bearing failure that might result in either engine seizure or breaching of the engine block by the connecting rod. Oh, just imagine that. I mean, failure or malfunction of the engine resulting in a loss of motive power of the vehicle, leading to an increased risk of a crash. And, of course, you know, they got, what, 39 complaints, and now they're doing a full-blown investigation even though crashes or fires have been reported. Interesting how that works, isn't it? Now we have another recall, set of them actually going on right now, and recalls always make my news because consumers need to know before they potentially poison themselves. Chicago-based Quaker Oats has announced in conjunction with the FDA that it is pulling out 2-pound boxes of Pearl Milling Company original pancake and waffle mix from the market for using undeclared milk as one of the ingredients. The Food Safety and Inspection Service said Michigan-based UP Products is recalling roughly 400 pounds of sausage products due to misbranding and an undeclared allergen. They contain soy, which wasn't declared on the product labels. Yeah, okay. Let's see what else we got going on here. You know, this is a Otto Meyer's Premium Sausage Polish Sausage and Otto Meyer's Premium Sausage Potato Sausage. Items manufactured on various dates between October 30th and January 7th. So now you got some interesting thing here in the Lifestyle Evolution recall. Nugo branded dark chocolate chip and dark chocolate pretzel products. Undeclared milk in those two. Do you have an allergic reaction to milk? These items were distributed via select retailers and online nationwide, including Amazon, Wegmans, Costco, and Giant Eagle. Mochi ice cream recall also initiated after a product containing pasteurized egg whites was distributed in packaging that didn't reveal the presence of the egg white. Man, there's so much. Let's see what else we got here. Peach mango sorbet in the orange box, weighing 7.5 ounces. And in this corner, weighing in at 7.5 ounces. Yeah. Sold via retail outlets nationwide. Deerberg's recall, 16-ounce premium home-style mashed potatoes. The implicated products distributed through several stores like Fenton, Wildwood, LeMay, Manchester, Four Seasons, Arnold, and West Oak. Man, what is up with all this? Food allergies. Wonder why all this is happening all of a sudden and we get all these multiple food recalls, huh? Why do people, I mean, these we're talking about mostly ultra-processed foods here, right? Now, for those of you who are depending on Colonial, do you remember Colonial Pipeline? Their main United States gasoline artery is expected to remain shut down through today. Could be longer as crews are looking for a suspected leak in Paulding County, Georgia. The shutdown could have the same length and devastating impact for drivers as the Colonial shutdown back in 2021 due to a cyber attack. Line 1, one of the two main lines of the 5,500-mile system, was shut down this past Monday after reports of a gas leak. The line sends gasoline and diesel from Texas to North Carolina and New Jersey, moving at 1.5 million barrels a day. And, of course, now that means you're going to have a gas shortage all up and down the East Coast again. Panic buying, oh, I can see it happening now, folks. So if Colonial is supplying any of your gas outlets, you should know that's what's happening. Foreclosure activity is declining in 2024, according to Adam Data. This is a leading curator of land property data and real estate analytics, releasing its year-end 2024 U.S. foreclosure market report. Now, you know, it's great if you're not one of those being foreclosed on. But we're talking about 322,103 properties with foreclosure filings in 2024. But we also have 1.4 million shadow inventory properties that haven't been let loose on the market yet. I think we talked about that already. So I'm not going to beat up a dead dog or a dead horse or whatever the cliche is here. The report shows there were 28,632 U.S. properties with foreclosure filings in December of last year, which was down 3% from the previous month and down 6% from a year ago. What do you want me to say? Ah, come on, people, you're not trying hard enough. Lenders started the foreclosure process on 253,306 U.S. properties in 2024. Now, if they started them, it means that we have a continuing effort to foreclose. And the states that saw the greatest number of foreclosure starts last year, California, Florida, Texas, New York, and Illinois. Just so you know. Bank repos, of course, continue their second year of decline. However, they're still continuing. So enough of that. I mean, we've talked about the foreclosure mess quite a bit here this week. Jeff Adams, who is a Micronic Silver inventor and expert, is going to be joining the show later today because I know some of you wanted to hear some health news. We also have some interesting issues going on with AI facial recognition software that some police departments are using. The ones that do are the ones that you probably have heard of in your neighborhood that are technocratic-influenced police departments. And they're hiding the fact routinely they're using AI software to collar suspects, but in the process, too many innocent people are being wrongly charged. Now, how does this work? I mean, first off, you get a chance to get discovery in your criminal case if you get arrested. You know, I mean, Orwell's here and he's living large, but here's the deal. You know, police nationwide misusing facial recognition, relying on it to arrest suspects without additional evidence. This according to a new investigation by the Washington Post, of all places. Most departments aren't required to disclose or document AI's use in this kind of technology software. But you have to understand that in discovery, you get to ask the question, are you using AI software as facial recognition identification? And if you find out they are, I mean, they found out at least 8 people have been wrongfully arrested in the U.S. due to AI matches, 2 of which were previously unreported. All the cases involving the AI matches were dismissed. But, you know, here's the thing. Basic police work, like checking alibis, comparing physical evidence, all this could have been prevented these arrests, but it didn't. Because everybody's relying on AI. And this is going to be a problem. There are 75 departments using facial recognition, with records from 40 showing arrests tied to AI matches. Of these, 23 provided sufficient detail, revealing that nearly 2/3 made arrests without corroborating evidence. The departments often refused to discuss their practices or claimed officers relied on visual judgment to confirm the matches. In Florence, Kentucky, police use uncorroborated AI matches in at least 4 cases with mixed outcomes. Local prosecutor Lewis Kelly defended officers' judgment in identifying suspects, including those flagged by AI. So let's see, what else do we have? Austin, Detroit, Miami made arrests solely based on AI matches without independent evidence. Just so you know. Thought we'd just let that cat out of the bag here, because you want to know how AI is being used against all of us? Now, I want to go into a little bit of a detail here before we get into the break about yesterday's guest, Gregory Wrightstone. And I know that a lot of you have been, you probably perked up your ears and went, wait a minute, what is this garbage about? This is all natural, that the environment was mismanaged. Yeah, I get that. We're not just talking about that because, I mean, Robert Brame now, who is a forensic arborist, is saying that we've got trees in California that have been fried from the inside out. It's called the microwave effect. You just got to look at the trees. The trees say a lot. I mean, there's trees out there that weren't even touched, but the houses were burned. And none of those houses had blue roofs on them. Interesting how that works, isn't it? Hey, our suspicions are still there, folks. You do your homework. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. Need a document notarized even when one or more of the signers is out of state? What a faster way to close your real estate deals by getting your documents professionally notarized online at ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com. For more information and to book an appointment, visit ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com or call Aaron at 941-400-8282, a trusted Krieger Files partner. Good in all 50 states. That's 941-400-8282.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, back in the saddle on this Friday edition here, with more business news, obviously, because you want to know how the economy is working and how it's affecting your pocketbook. That's one of the reasons why we try to focus on that, folks. I mean, yeah, we will cover health issues. We'll cover issues involving foreclosure, and I'm constantly still getting phone calls from folks who are in trouble and emails through the website. You can go to thekriegerfiles.com and leave me a message in our contact page. You can also go to cloudedtitles.com, purchase any of the books, and you can contact me through there. There's an email portal for you to do. It's not difficult, really. We're here to help. That's what it's all about. American Express, by the way, for those of you who have Amex cards, may want to think about dumping them. They're going to have to pay a total of $230 million to resolve federal wire fraud investigations and settle civil allegations of deceptive marketing, according to the company. The tally includes more than $138 million as part of a non-prosecution agreement with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn, New York, related to allegations that American Express gave customers inaccurate tax advice for two wire products. Separately, the banking giant's going to pay $108.7 million to resolve civil claims by the DOJ's civil division that deceptively marketed credit cards to small businesses. They also reached an agreement in principle with the staff of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. Pursuant to those agreements, after crediting, Amex is going to pay that $230. They misled customers, according to Harry Chavis, special agent in charge for the IRS New York Criminal Investigation Division. They were touting tax breaks that simply did not exist. Prosecutors said in a press release, Amex in 2018 and 19 launched wire products, payroll rewards, and premium wire, which were marketed as a means to generate tax saving. That was deceptive, according to the IRS. That was not tax deductible. Wiring fee, they all said, oh yeah, the wiring fee was deductible. It's a business expense. Incurring a wiring fee far in excess of that offered by competitors in the marketplace for the purpose of generating a personal benefit is not an ordinary and necessary business expense, according to the IRS. To go figure. Man, you can't even trust the credit card companies these days, can you? And what about the California wildfires? We were talking before we went to break about, you know, doing your homework regarding directed energy weapons. I can't seem to shake this thing despite what we heard yesterday from Gregory Wrightstone. I still can't shake the idea that you've got all these cars that are sitting there and there's trees all around the cars that are still standing, but the cars are like post-crispy critters. Yeah, kind of like that. I mean, they're burnt to a crisp and you got aluminum leaking all over the place and metal and glass melting all over the place. I mean, glass melts at 2700 degrees. Where do you get such temperatures like that? But yet you have houses that are totally torched where trees all around them are still standing. It's difficult. I mean, yeah, you can say, well, the grasses are, you know, they can catch fire real quick. Okay, I get it. That helps the spread of the fire. But you see, what actually, oh, it's the homeless people. They caused the fire. All these illegal immigrants that came in, they caused the fire. You know, we found this guy and they held him for police. You know, he had a blowtorch in his hand and he was starting the fire. You're just like, wow. You know, look at all these little rope-a-dopes that are going on here. And we're all just sitting around going, well, whatever. I mean, it's not us. Yeah. Those of you in California, you got to understand, we have a state-mandated fair plan. Now, you understand what that means if you live in California? That means if the state-mandated fair plan can't cover all the claims, guess what? All Californians that have homeowners insurance could receive insurance bills to cover the difference. You understand what that means? We're talking about a kick in the you-know-where. Yeah, your wallet. Yeah, you gotta, if it gets there, you know, if it comes to that, I mean, we're talking about huge additional bills coming as a big surprise to Californians. Now, where AccuWeather gets off estimating the economic impact of the damage topping $150 billion, I don't know. I didn't know that AccuWeather were insurance actuarials. I didn't know that. Did you? See, the FAIR Plan, according to some, is an involuntary association of insurance companies that pool together to cover the properties deemed most at risk. The plan holds about $700 million in cash and $200 million in reserves, and carries $2.5 billion in reinsurance that helps cover the losses. The total exposure exceeds $458 billion, which is a 61% spike from September of 2023. Now you got to ask yourself, what happens if all of a sudden this $150 billion issue actually happens? If the total exposure exceeds $458 billion or better, the 1,467 policies covered by the plan in the Pacific Palisades, which has some of the most expensive homes in the nation, equate to $5.89 billion in exposure, the fifth largest area of risk in the state. And of course, you know, the elitists just love their little Palisades homes, don't you think? Even though 24,000 acres have burned, 5,000 structures damaged, 19% contained. I mean, Cal Fire is still 19%. Palisades fire still going on right now. And of course, now all this, you know, information about what these people did to shut off the water supply, saving two homes using milk and beer. I mean, all these little stories are coming out. This doesn't matter when it comes to insurance, because you wonder why everybody's insurance is going up. Homeowners insurance, because when the insurance companies in one area have to pay for the extravagance of some, everybody pays in the long run because they have to spread the losses out. I mean, how do you think these insurance companies stay in business? And here's the even bigger racket. If you don't have hazard insurance on your home and you have a mortgage, you're in default of your mortgage contract, whether it's a mortgage or deed of trust. Yeah, there is a requirement inside that mortgage or deed of trust that you must provide hazard insurance to protect the lender's interest. And if you don't have it, that poses a problem because then you're in default. And, you know, when you don't have it, then the, this is really amazing how in certain states, for example, like Hawaii, any insurance payouts have to go to the homeowner who can choose whether or not to rebuild the home or pay down on his mortgage. Well, it's not the way it's going to work in California, I guarantee you that. The people in Maui are still sweating bullets as the land grab continues. Now, this is just coming out of my commentary. I'm not reading what you're hearing right now off of some page, all right? I'm looking at the real deal here. I'm looking at the economy and what happens when insurance policies get pulled and you got all this hurricane activity in Florida all the way up into the Carolinas. Insurance companies going, nope, we're not going to cover it. We're going to deny that claim. Which came first, the wind or the waters? Does that sound familiar? And then you wonder why people are doubting business, why they're doubting corporations, why they're doubting the insurance companies. Well, you know, how do we know our insurance company that we pay all this good money to and more? Because, I mean, insurance policies are going up. And if Californians are going to get hit with all this issue, you know, why should the rest of us have to suffer? Why should they have to spread all of their losses across the United States of America when, well, nothing happened to us? Why should we get penalized? Well, it's just like the same idea about paying school taxes as part of your property tax bill. Well, I don't have any kids in school. I'm retired. Why should I have to? Well, they got to spread the cost of education, which is not a constitutional right, by the way. Somebody's got to cough up money to pay those mill levies. But how many kids are actually going to public school now? I understand that a lot more people are homeschooling, which is one of the reasons why Sam Sorbo is going to be joining us on Monday to talk to us about the Parent's Guide to Homeschool that she wrote, Making Education Easy and Fun. See, it's not a guaranteed constitutional right. So why do we have a Department of Education? Why do we even have student loans? I mean, seriously, you don't work, you don't eat. Why should somebody hand you something and make you a debt slave for the rest of your life? People, I mean, this is one of the reasons I had Bruce Goodmanson on this show, talking about his handbook that you could buy, and it goes into detail about how you can make more money than a college graduate and actually benefit society more than, going and getting an MBA and ending up flipping burgers at you know where. I'm not going to give him any credit. Slimeburger Alley here. I'm not going to give him credit. And then you move on to what our government does. Oh, our government. Don't you just love what our government does? I mean, ICE has just arrested 9 immigrants, illegal immigrants, for crimes including rape, homicide, and sexual assault. Yet we have Democrats out there, 145 of them, voting that people who committed such crimes should not be deported. I'm like, well, when it happens to your loved ones and these illegals rape you people. You hear that, Pramila Jayapal from Washington? You know, when you get raped by a bunch of illegals? Yeah, then are you going to change your mind? See, it always works that way. When the politicians get directly affected, then they do something. You know, which is why the Laken Riley Act is moving forward. But all these people, you know, 145 Democrats in the House are like, no, we can't deport these people just because they're criminals, just because they've been convicted of rape and murder and whatnot. No, but we should just leave them in the country so they can continue that because, you know, they're emboldened. I mean, they need to become U.S. citizens so they can vote Democrat. You see the stupidity of these people?
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, we're back from the news break with Jeff Adams. He is a self-made entrepreneur since the age of 18, overcoming dyslexia and ADHD to establish a very successful construction business. His life took a transformative turn in 2007 after a meeting with a biochemical engineer who turned him on to ionic silver, sparking his journey into health innovation. I know a lot of you wanted to hear more health issues and health items on the show, so on occasion we will do that, and Jeff Adams is one of those guys. He is one of these folks that decided to do more experimentation into stabilizing silver organically, and he has a company called Nature's Miracle Silver Lining LLC. We're talking about a new thing called Micronic Silver. I mean, is it that new, Jeff? Welcome to the show, by the way.
Hi. Well, thank you for having me on. It's really nice to be able to reach out to people and speak with, the voice and authority that God's given us.
For sure. Now, the thing is you're an expert in this field. You've been researching this forever and a day, and we're looking at some issues in China and various other places. I mean, and they're always yelling at us about going out and getting the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. And we're talking about human metapneumovirus, which is HMPV. Is this really expanding at the rapid rate that they say it is?
No, it's kind of a fear campaign that they're doing. So HMPV is really just a component of a common cold. What they've done with the pandemic when it came out is it's the first time in history when people got sick and went to a hospital and they turned them away and said, come back when you get sicker. And that's what's kind of started the whole thing. But this was all done to drive fear in people. They used to have diseases out there and like cancer, and they've made billions, if not trillions of dollars on treating these diseases, waiting for the next big disease to come up. So when AIDS came out, they had great strides in cancer research. By the way, they spent $6 trillion on trying to solve cancer, which I believe is a fungus. But when AIDS came out, you've seen great strides with cancer research. But then when AIDS didn't turn out to be the next great disease, all that information that they got and all that stuff kind of disappeared. So what they've done is they formulated a plan now to vaccinate the healthy people to protect the ones that are sick. And that campaign happened when the coronavirus came out. So instead of, you know, just taking care of the 1% that actually had a chance of getting ill and dying from it, they said, we're going to inoculate everybody in the whole world. And that's the new campaign going forward. So now what they're doing is they're putting all this stuff out there like RSV, which has been around forever. And then the other viruses coming out and expecting people to react in fear. And then they want to program us to get shots every 6 months, or even every month if they can.
Well, there seems to be a campaign out there, that the frontline doctors and others are basically saying, okay, you know, Deborah Birx and Fauci and all of them lied to you. And this campaign of injecting everybody with it wasn't messenger RNA, as we found out. It was modified RNA, to basically alter our DNA, weaken our immune systems and make them even more of a mess of things as a method of depopulation of a certain percentage of the world. And I mean, it's gotten out there. I mean, they're not hiding this fact anymore. They're trying to find more ways to scare people. And according to Dr. James Thorpe, who's been on our show, there's only about 1% of Americans that are actually convinced that, you know, doing what the government tells you is the answer and not relying on homeopathic measures to control the spread of the problem. So I'm just wondering, why is Micronic Silver so good at preventing and treating RSV and HMPV?
Well, when you look at silver historically, silver's been around for thousands of years. Actually, 3000 BC, the Phoenicians used to line their water vessels with it so that the water wouldn't stagnate when they were transporting it or storing it. So the benefits of silver have been known for a long time. The problem with silver is the instability issue. So silver reacts with light, heat, temperature, barometric pressure. You know, I joke around and say if you look at it wrong, you get a different product. And while silver's function is good, whether it's colloidal, ionic, or nano silver, they only stay suspended in the body for about 6 to 8 minutes and start precipitating and get washed out through your lymphatic and waste system. So it's very limited in its function. It's a sublingual delivery only, and when you swallow those products, when they hit the stomach acid, it creates silver chloride, destroying it. But when it does work in the body, the way that the silver works is when it gets into a cell, and it only has 6 or 8 minutes to start entering that cell. But once it gets into that cell, it disrupts the chemical lung of the single cell organism in a type of suffocation. It hits it with an ionic charge, killing it, and now that silver is trapped inside that dead cell and gets washed out the lymphatic and waste system. So you're never going to hear me say anything bad about colloidal, ionic, or nano silver. They've worked for thousands of years. We dealt with the instability issue, so we are the only people in history to figure out how to stabilize silver. So ours is a sublingual and an ingested delivery system. So ours is a dual mode delivery. Ours actually stays active in the body for 8 to 10 hours instead of 6 to 8 minutes. And it goes through a rapid fire effect. So I kind of compare it to colloidal, ionic, and nano silver are like when you're fishing, you put a worm on your hook, you bait the hook, you cast it out there, you catch a fish, you replace the worm. Our product's like putting a net out there and getting all the fish, so to speak.
Wow, that's huge. And so as far as RSV and HMPV, I mean, what does it do specifically to the cold? It basically is, you're saying, kills all the germ cells.
Well, the colds are viruses. Mm-hmm. So silver stops viruses from replicating. And that's why, you know, when you look at a lot of things that they were telling people with viruses is, you know, load up on copper, you know, zinc, silver. Copper stops viruses from attaching. Silver stops them from replicating. So we just came up with a more efficient way for it to work in the system. Now, the thing that a lot of people don't understand about viruses is they incubate mutate about once per hour. And like every living thing in the universe, its goal is survival. So when a virus comes out, a new virus, and by the way, the coronavirus was actually the modified RNA stuff was actually patented in 1998. So there were 18 patents on that before 2019. So it should have never been called a novel virus because it's been out there for a long time. But so when viruses mutate, they mutate to become less lethal and more infectious. Killing its host is not in its best interest. So when you get the original vaccination, so to speak, it was only good on that single strand of virus, not the mutated forms.
But you have all these people now, because the statistics are out there, Jeff, and all these people are, especially young people, are getting cancer. I mean, the number of turbo cancers has gone up. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yeah. So I'm glad you mentioned that. I believe, and there's a lot of science behind this, there's only one single cause of cancer in the world, and that's when a cell stops uptaking oxygen. And there's a lot of experts that have thought this. It's a parasite, it's a fungus. A parasite's definition is anything that stops the cell from uptaking oxygen. So that parasite can be a gas, a liquid, a fungus. So there's debate on that. But when they started doing the vaccinations, I don't know if you remember Sherry Tenpenny appeared in front of Congress with the spoon sticking to people with the original vaccinations. They had a product in there called supermagnetic iron oxide. Now, when you went to that company's website and you looked them up, right on their homepage, it said, under no circumstances is this product to be used or touch any living organism to be used in human or animal tests or studies. So when she exposed them, they switched to graphene oxide. Graphene oxide, long-term effect is it stops cells from uptaking oxygen at 1.5 times proliferation. So the average person that's vaccinated in 5 to 7 years, their body's cells are going to stop uptaking oxygen, which is the number one cause or the only cause of cancer. And you can doubt me on this. Look it up yourself. Next time you drive by a hospital, look at the construction that's going on. They're all putting on big cancer clinics.
Amazing how it works. And see, you have to understand, folks, that Jeff is endorsed by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Judy Mikovits, who I personally know and have interviewed multiple times on my shows, and Dr. Brian Artis, who I also know and have interviewed multiple times on my shows and visited with him at various conventions involving the garbage that they put out regarding COVID. And I'm talking about our government misinforming us as to what to do and how to treat it, and don't take ivermectin, or what do you do in eating horse paste and all this other garbage, and you know, hydroxychloroquine, and I mean everything that's good for us. And now, you know, we even have articles out now about DMSO, and so, you know, my chronic silver looks like it's kind of on the front line. And I guess what people want to know is, one, who can take it? Is it safe for everybody?
It's completely safe, not only for humans, but as for animals. We've had pregnant mothers take it. We've given it to infants, or they've given it to infants. They've used it for diaper rash topically.
Interesting.
It's interesting because silver is noted to work on bacteria, funguses, and viruses.
Wonderful. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us. Jeff Adams will be back with more info for you on My Chronic Silver.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Need a document notarized even when one or more of the signers is out of state? What a faster way to close your real estate deals by getting your documents professionally notarized online at ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com. For more information and to book an appointment, visit ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com or call Aaron at 941-400-8282. A trusted Krieger Files partner. Good in all 50 states. That's 941-400-8282.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
Well, maybe we should molest your earballs with Micronic Silver. That's what we're talking about right now. Jeff Adams is with us. He's a Micronic Silver expert. I did not realize, and this is something else that I found during COVID, is they had a formula out there that I know Joe Mercola, the doctor down in Florida, had been promoting, and that was 6-to-1 ratio of 3% food-grade hydrogen peroxide to 6 parts of saline in a nebulizer. I did not realize that you could nebulize Micronic Silver. That would seemingly hit the lungs big time. Could you explain how that works? In what dosage? I mean, how do you do it?
Well, typically, when you have a respiratory issue, so say you have asthma, there's an air pump called a nebulizer, which basically aerosolizes the albuterol is what they usually do for asthma. And it does the same thing with the Micronic Silver. And because of silver's known function on bacteria, fungus, and viruses, microbes, pathogens, when you're nebulizing it, getting into the lungs, you see great relief with it. And my partner and I, we were both asthmatics. And we never really thought about it until COVID came out. And we're like, you know, we should nebulize with this. And we're actually, I used to use my rescue inhaler about 7 times a day. I actually do not use my rescue inhaler at all anymore. And I believe it's part of a function. If you look up, there is a Dr. Beck, Robert Beck, who was doing research for the federal government Department of Defense in 1983, I believe through 86, on regrown limbs. And he found that in the right types of silver, it would actually correct cellular malfunction and promote the growth of fibroblast cells, which turn to stem cells, which are what you need to form a fibristic structure of an organ or any tissue. And we believe, just from our experience with nebulizing it and not taking the inhalers anymore, that it's performing that function in the lungs where it's repairing the cell misfunction or damage.
You know, it would be amazing if we could just kick this situation with albuterol and put them out of business. I mean, Big Pharma has been competing with natural health homeopathic items like Micronic Silver forever and a day. And I guess people want to know, we are going to, at the Krieger Files, we are going to be carrying Micronic Silver. And that's one of the reasons why I asked Jeff to come on the show. Respiratory illnesses. This is something that, you know, we're facing now, especially in the cold winter months. How often should you nebulize Micronic Silver and in what dose?
Typically, when you do the albuterol, it's about 0.0125 milliliters, which is about 3/4 of a teaspoon. And when we do it straight in the chamber. So for those people that are unfamiliar with the nebulizer, it's an air pump with some hoses, and then there's a little breathing chamber you put in your mouth or over your mouth and nose, and it's got a little cup in it. And it's small. So you just put 3/4 of a teaspoon in there and you do it straight. And interesting enough, the first time you do it, you will cough a whole lot. It's amazing how much you cough. And then after that, you don't cough so much. But we realized that through our health issues with doing it, that it really performed pretty much the same function as albuterol. It takes a little bit longer. So a little vial of albuterol will take about 5 to 7 minutes to nebulize. The same amount of the Micronic Silver takes about 10 to 12 minutes. But by the end of the breathing treatment, we've experienced everything that albuterol was doing.
That is amazing. And the thing is it's not Big Pharma. It's all natural. I mean, Micronic Silver, there is a certain process that you've been able to achieve that other silver producers have not. Can you kind of touch, without revealing everything, can you touch base on that?
Sure. Yeah, we invented our process and equipment for making our product. When you look at colloidal, ionic, and nano silver, they're all made pretty much the same. 2 electrodes in water with alternating current. Depending on the arc of the current, the deeper the arc, the smaller the molecule. So the ionic silver or colloidal silver has been around forever. And then they discovered ionic silver, a different, you know, if they went with a different current, created a bigger arc, it was a smaller particle. And then nano became, you know, after that. So ours is just kind of like an expansion of the technology. But we were able to unlock the stabilization issue with the Micronic Silver. And again, those other silvers aren't bad. They've been around for a long time. They're just limited in their function. So we've kind of unlocked that key to it. I didn't do colloidal silver because at 10 parts per million or over, actually over 10 parts per million, it starts creating biofilms and larger structures that don't work in the body as well. And when you hear stories of people turning blue, it had to do with the colloidal type of silver or the particulate type. Ionic silver was good in its function, but again, it was limited in how it would work. And then the nano silvers came out. And nanos are changed with a higher voltage, so they're statically changed to create nano. I don't like the fact of the exchange or static change in it, because when somebody's sick, their body becomes very acidic. And think of a car battery. You know, when you take your coil off your car battery, there's a little spark that happens when you take off the negative. That's what happens in the body. And I believe that a nano part, like if you're doing a nano silver or a nano platinum or nano gold, that being the body's acidic, it can flip polarity and become toxic in your system. And about a year and a half ago, Dr. Judy called me, and it was really interesting. I gave her and Sherry, I met them the day at my company, and I gave them product, and I never bothered to get their phone numbers. I just wanted them to try the product. And about a year after I'd given them to him, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, Chicago time. I get a call and it was Dr. Mikovits, and I picked up my phone and I'm like, hello. And she's like, Jeffrey. And I was like, yeah. She goes, Dr. Judy here. And I was like, hi, what can I do for you? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. And she goes, I don't understand the science. Can you explain it to me? And I literally looked at my phone and I go, you're Judy frickin' Mikovits. What am I going to tell you don't already know? and she just busted out laughing. And we've been really good friends ever since. And so about a year after that, she calls me and she goes, why don't you do nano silvers? And I explained what I thought, you know, what I felt and thought I was seeing from her. And she goes, that's what I'm seeing. She goes, I couldn't equate it to it. She goes, that's what I'm seeing with nanos. And that's why Judy is really big against statically driven nanos versus a mechanically driven nano. So a mechanically driven nano is things broken down to the nanoparticles by high-speed sonic mixing, where the static drive nanos are something that's changed with current. And there's also a big discussion about toxicity in the body with metals. And what people have to understand is that metals like mercury and lead and these other ones are strictly metals, where the ones like gold and zinc and silver and copper are minerals and metals. So a heavy metal is something that's not a mineral.
Interesting take. Now, I noticed from a photo here that you're holding what looks like some sort of a pump inhaler, similar to a over-the-counter product that you stick up your nose and you squeeze and it shoots a blast of something up in your nostril and your sinuses. Is that one of your products?
Yeah, so we have the Micronic dietary supplements, our mainstay, but we have a nasal spray. And during the pandemic, we just, we were getting orders left and right for them. And what people were using them for is if they were traveling and they were going to do a nasal swab at the airports, 5 minutes beforehand, they were spraying it in the nose and not one test came out positive. So it was kind of a cheat code. Viruses incubate your nasal passages. That's why with colds, they always recommend doing nose sprays and as a preventative. So that's our Micronic nasal spray. We also have another one we came out with, and we formed a partnership with a company that does medical grade hemp and CBD, and that one is called Sonic Mist. The Micronic nasals for your allergies, your seasonal stuff, the temporary colds. The Sonic Mist is for people with long-time chronic sinus issues. And that's got to be the most powerful nasal spray on the planet. We've had people who couldn't breathe out of their nose for 20, 25 years use the Sonic Mist nasal spray, and in minutes they're breathing. And it's opening them up. And it is mentholated, so it does feel a burn, but it'll actually get into the gestation tubes behind the ears, your drainage canals in the throat, and help relieve the ocular pressure behind the eyes. So we have two different ones.
That is amazing. Now, the thing is, folks, this is one of the reasons why, you know, we looked into this, and we're going to be carrying this at the Squirrel General Store. So for those of you that go to the KriegerFiles.com and click on shop over the weekend, we're going to get this thing loaded up. I'm going to work with Jeff's buddy Kieran out there to get this thing in motion so that you can order this product and have it available to you, because cold season is here, folks. And then you have all these inconsiderates out there, that's what I call them, that get sick and go to the grocery store and cough and sneeze and hack all over everything and leave their droplets. And, I mean, I think that everybody on my show, Jeff, has gone to YouTube and seen what a sneeze looks like under a microscope, and the fact that it's like 27 feet when they're telling us to stay 6 feet apart. It's like, yeah, like that works. At least, you know, Micronic Silver, this is a big difference between the other silvers, and we don't have to worry as far as continuous usage of this product and your skin turning blue. It's a good thing.
Yeah, the silver helps the body's immune system performance function.
Wonderful. Jeff Adams, thank you so much. Micronic Silver is what it's called, and you can get it very shortly on the KriegerFiles.com shop. And in the meantime, we will be back on Monday with more news and information. Sam Sorbo joins us Tuesday next week. Cheryl Chumley Wednesday next week. Dr. Lynn Lafferty joins us, becoming your own health investigator. I'll be sure to bring this up, Jeff Adams, about Micronic Silver when we get that online. In the meantime, thank you. God bless you for the work you're doing. We appreciate you and everything, keeping us healthy. In the meantime, God bless all of you, and God bless the United States of America. See you Monday.